Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. If you hold yourself back from many things because it seems too risky, but it's getting you into a deep fear that's stopping you from enjoying life, then you're going to want to listen today. I will be covering why making calculated risk is so important for your happiness. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset Podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you feel the value in yourself. Really, this comes off the back of many things I've been trying in the last couple of years. I've been taking a lot of calculated risks and it has been paying off big time in certain areas. But there would have been times in my life, and it happened now and again, where I don't take a risk or gamble and I feel a little bit frustrated and held back. Now, a lot of it was financial investments, which has developed me into the person I am. But it doesn't always mean financial. It can mean an emotional risk. It can be the risk of rejection, the risk of failure. Now, like I said, these are things that would hold me back from doing certain things in my life. So asking questions in meetings, in events, speaking to new people or approaching someone I liked, or even investing in the past. There are stupid risks, of course, like don't go jumping off a massively big building. That's obviously a stupid risk, or fighting a lion or something like that, which that would be pretty crazy. Or even just sending your money to someone on the internet who says, I am going to quadruple your money. Send me some money. I have no background. Give me your bank details and I'll sort it for you. No. That's obviously also a stupid risk. What I'm talking about is calculated risks. Risks where you made an assessment and there's pros and cons, but the con might be, okay, I might lose some money on this, or I might risk myself looking a bit silly, or that might happen. But usually the con is not really much at all. So I wanted to talk through this because I've held myself back and it frustrates me sometimes to see people not taking a risk just because they're getting into their comfort zone. And that's the problem. Our survival brain holds us back so strongly from taking risks and progressing in life. Your brain, your survival brain, is not designed to keep you happy. The limbic part of the brain, it is designed to keep you alive. And therefore, risks, anything associated with risks, even though it might reward you and help you progress in life and keep you happy, is seen as a threat. So that's what holds us back. Even though on paper, if you wrote it down, it's often not that much of a loss. You may have experienced when you had conflicting ideas between the decision. You wanted something. The gut instinct was like, I want to go for this. I want to invest in that opportunity. I want to go to that event. I want to speak to that person. I want to try that new project. But then your brain was going, no, don't do that. Don't do that. That could be dangerous. Think of all the things that could go wrong. That is very, very normal, just to reassure you. I've had that plenty of time. I've had times when I've been terrified to do something. And I've done it and I felt amazing. Yes, something could go wrong. But that's the problem. People look at what could go wrong and we want certainty. Certainty doesn't exist. Certainty is only something you can create within yourself. Nothing is certain in this world. So you might as well, when possible, take a calculated risk if it's going to progress you. And one thing I'm going to really say is, you looking at the pros and cons always helps of taking a risk. Sometimes you'll have a shorter amount of time, especially if you're in a deal or something. And CEOs and people in leadership in organizations have to make these kind of decisions sometimes on the spot with little information. But the thing is, nobody's 100% certain in the decisions they've learned. I remember being in the workplace and I was thinking, wow, I'm really bad at making decisions. And I got that into my head. When you say something, it becomes true for you. You send that to your subconscious mind. You will not progress unless you take action or start changing the way you talk about yourself. Do both at the same time and you'll get a change in feeling. But I remember thinking, talking to a COO at a place I worked, and he said he's probably about 50% at best sure that it's the right decision sometimes. And then he makes the decision. Or, well, let me say that again. He sometimes it is between 50 and 80% sure it's the right decision. So 50, somewhere between that, and he'll make that decision. So that goes to show, and he was a really well-paid, experienced, brilliant guy. And that goes to show he just had some of the facts and he had to make the risk. He had to make the decision. Now, what's really important to ask yourself is, right, what am I going to get if I make this decision, if I take this risk, whether it's the financial risk, the emotional risk, the mental risk? What is going to be the reward potentially? Okay, what might be a con? What's going to be the downside if I do this? But then the other part is, what's going to be the pain if I don't make this decision or make this decision going forward? What's going to cost me a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years now from now? What is going to happen if I keep pulling back from these decisions? And that's really, really important. You cannot change how you feel unless you start changing your actions. And that starts from changing your decisions. So why is it important? Let's go through three things why it's important to take calculated risk. One, it shows trust in yourself. It shows that you're going to back yourself to try something, even if you're not 100% sure it's right. This adds a level of certainty to yourself, certainty in that you can trust yourself. So this will help your self-esteem. The second reason is, it shows you are open to changing your life. You don't want to stay the same. You want to give yourself a good boost and try stuff. And then the third one is, it opens up doors and opportunities. I've had different circumstances where I've had, oh, blimey, am I going to invest in this? And I know we've all got, when I'm talking about the money and the investing, I know we've all got different money situations, but this is just an example. I've seen people with really, really like no money put their last few £100 into a decision of their savings, and it's rewarded them massively as well, just to say that. I've seen people in struggling countries in part of a program I'm in actually invest their last bit of money, and it's rewarded them and got them the money of their dreams that they could have never envisaged, I'm losing words today, never imagined was possible. So I've been in a situation where it's opened up doors for me. I onboarded a coaching program and I met so many great people. I got my network expanded. I kept meeting more people. More opportunities came to me, more podcasts. If I had listened to that voice that went, oh, don't do that, that's too much money, then I wouldn't have gone forward. And let's go on to another case, which isn't money. I've met people. I decided to talk to someone when I was really nervous socially and actually agreed to go on a social event. And therefore that helped me make more friends. I made more friends from them and made more friends from them. And as a result, I became very good socially just from making that decision of, I was a bit worried about someone saying no, that I couldn't go and meet up with them. But I decided to get over that, make the decision, make the calculated risk. So really be aware that making a calculated risk sometimes can help you expand. And what the reason I'm using the term calculated risk is because there's going to be pleasure to gain and there's going to be some kind of cost if you do not take action in the future. So be wise for opportunities. Think about it, of course, but listen to your gut as well. That is really, really important. Like I say, the calculated risk was in there so you don't start doing stupid things. Obviously, use your own wisdom, use your own decisions, but we don't move forward without calculated risk in our life. And having worked with people in this way, I've experienced working with people who are very fear-based minded, but they've done the great thing to take it forward and invest in themselves and coaching and think, right, okay, I've got a challenging business or a challenging career, I'm going to move forward. But I can still see the fear in the early stages when they start working with me. It's right, I want to progress in the workplace, or I want to progress forward with this relationship, but I'm scared to say this, I'm scared what others say. But then they make the choice to take the risk, start standing up to themselves, start speaking more in careers, and it's great to see the progression. So everyone can do this. It's just fear is the one thing that stops us, and it destroys me to see people get held back by fear, because I was the same. I got held back by fear many, many times, and I wouldn't take these risks, and therefore I wouldn't grow. But when I did, I found so much benefit in my life. There is not going to be an answer later on. Sometimes we get into our heads, oh, it's all right, I'll find another way. Oh, you know, something might change. It won't. If you don't start taking action on yourself and start taking risk, things will not change in your life. It's as simple as that. You have to change the person you are now. You will not change the circumstances unless you do that right now. So if you are looking to manage your fears even better through a challenging career or business, then my confidence coaching may be a right fit for you. I will personally take you through an empowering process, allowing you to feel your true value and get through some of those fears. Now, to be very, very clear on what I'm looking for, as I've talked about, you need to be willing to change today. It's not a someday thing. Change now. And if this interests you, then the link is in the description below, where you can see if you qualify for a spot for personal one-to-one coaching with me, and you will get a free consultation for that. Remember, if you don't change what you do now, your life won't change. So thank you so much for listening to this episode on calculated risks. I hope it's been of real, real benefit to you. If it has, please share this with your friends and family and give it a rating so we can reach more people. I'd really appreciate that. And I appreciate you if you have shared this already. Thanks once again. And remember this: improve your self-esteem, you improve the lives of others.